Saturday morning, as usual, I was up a little bit before 6, walked Rudy, and then had my little cappuccino, and then went straight to experiencing $3.6 million. Now, I did a pretty good job of it. I noticed, to expand the feeling, I sort of have to expand, in a sense, how I am and what I am. And by that I mean, I had to sit there and sort of feel what it would feel like to sit here right now, having the $3.6 million in the bank. And never mind what I would do with it, what things that I would be doing perhaps today differently if I had the money, I had to put that aside and stay with the feeling of having the money, but being exactly where I am and being very content. You see, in other words, I'm very content, feeling very good where I am, and I have $3.6 million in the bank now, which means I can change, you know, anything of where I'm living or so forth. But I sort of expanded it a little bit. And I guess you could say using imagination, but more of a feeling sense, expanded how I feel of where I am without totally focusing where I am. Well, it sounds silly, but it's sort of putting a better feeling than I have, or expanding my good feeling already of where I am to a little bit better, so that I could experience the having of the $3.6 million a little bit better. Because I'm doing it half holding my card and looking at the number, and half just sitting here in my spot, just casually looking around. Also, what I decided to do was to expand it the rest of the day. I have things I have to do today, like do some painting this morning, write a letter, I have to clean the village out in the boat, and various things need to be done. So I thought, regardless of that, this is a perfect opportunity for me to expand the feeling throughout the whole day. So while I'm in there cleaning the village, I should still feel the experience of having the $3.6 million in the bank. I mean, how does it interfere? It doesn't interfere with that. It shouldn't. And I think that's in part important also, because we have to sort of bring that into our day-to-day lives more and more. And why not experience it? I mean, it's a good thing to experience. It's a lot better than a lot of things that have been going on, in a sense. And so I would rather experience having the $3.6 million than many of the other things. And I just chose to ignore all the other stuff. So, holding the feeling now is going to take a little practice, because I notice I'm, well, drifting off to sometimes not so pleasant thoughts, you know, which is probably a more normal groove. So as I'm painting or I was cleaning out the village and that, you know, I would slip back into a groove, and then I would sort of have to remind myself, you're rich and you're happy. And you're happy because you're rich, abundant, wealthy. Also, I notice I have to stay away from anything as in, well, if I had the money, I would probably go buy this today. You know, or if I had the money, I would probably get some help with this. Because that's kind of in the opposite direction. So, and besides, let's say I have the 3.6 million. I like working on my boat. I enjoy it very much. An 8-hour day job from 8 to 5 at an office or somewhere else, or working on my boat, painting, cleaning, so forth. Sitting back for a bit, taking a break, having a cappuccino, saying hi to the neighbor. Well, of the two choices, I think I'll grab that one. So it is a very pleasurable thing for me, a very enjoyable thing. It's something I dreamed about for a very long time. And finally decided to set about creating it in reality. And I did that much the same way. I put myself in the having of it, and in time it came about. Now, when I put myself in the having of it, I was actually doing all that, cleaning and painting and making it look nicer, which was a little bit of a mistake because, in a sense, well, that's what I created. See, the universe is very exact on creating what you ask for. So we have to be very careful about what we ask for, and that's why we're keeping it down to one detail, the having. You know, we'll deal with the spending and what we'll spend it on, what we do with it, how we invest it, and all that afterwards. But we want to keep it as simple as possible. And the last thing we want to do, in a sense, is actually probably visualize it in a, you know, spending it. Because then I noticed if I get into that in any way, shape or form, I notice the money dwindling away. And then I get a feeling of, oh, my 3.6 million, they're less every day. And pretty soon they're not 3.6 anymore. Probably 2.6 and 1.6 and then 1 and then 6 and it's, you know, it's gone. So, I think I want to stick with the having because it just being there brings a lot of joy. Brings the confidence and all the other feelings. And especially if I leave out the spending part and all those other details. It's much easier to stay focused on the having. Now, I should have already taken a break and sat back down quietly and taken my little card with the 3.6 million on it and gone back into feeling the experience and expanding it. Because I noticed I was losing it, you know, and less, and it just becomes a thought and not so much a feeling anymore. But I figured I should come over here and do a little writing, do this recording, because otherwise one thing will get into another. See, so now I'm already doing things, doing my work, rather than the experiencing the 3.6 million. I'm setting priorities, and I'm setting painting, cleaning the village, scrubbing the boat deck, answering letters, writing this, all is gone now in a slot in front of experiencing the 3.6 million. That's what happens. You know what? And it's not even lunchtime yet. So you can see what I've been doing this morning, won't you? I've been up since 6, so it's a fairly long morning. But as soon as I get back, I'm going to sit down and get back into the feeling of it, and then I'll probably shut it down as far as cleaning and everything for today. I have a couple errands to do, and then I'll spend more time relaxing, maybe playing my little game, and just making sure I hold the experience of the having. In other words, actually, it's sitting in the bank account, experiencing the having of it in the bank account. And I have to go to the bank, so I want to get that feeling in before I go there. Because when I walk in the bank, that's the bank where I have my 3.6 million. I want to walk in feeling it, the confidence of it, the joy of it. I want to really experience it as much as I can. Because if I do that, bring the experience as fully as possible, the next time I go in, I can expand on it. The next time I go in, I expand on it. And the whole process of going to the bank and the experience is going to turn into a positive experience. Generally, going to the bank has, for me, not been a very positive experience. It usually means bill paying, taking money out, so forth. So anyway, I want to turn everything that's involved with money into a positive experience. So much so that as my mind brings up memory, you see, when you go into, let's say, bank, your mind actually brings up a past memory. It looks for past associations with banks and money. And it will bring up the last few of highest intensity, the ones with the greatest emotions. That's how the mind actually stacks it up and files it. Not by the order of the way things happen, but by the intensity of the emotion, positive or negative, good or bad. So, as I put very high positive experiences, walking into the bank, being wealthy, feeling it, confident. Although it's not there, see, the mind doesn't really associate with that. The subconscious doesn't care, and in a sense, if you bring out the feeling, it doesn't know it's not there. To the subconscious, it's there because it is there on an energy basis, because that's what we have been doing. We've been working on a quantum physical level, and in a sense, if you were extremely psychic and you looked at my account, those numbers would come up and you would get the feeling that it's there. That's how strong that energy is, and that's how it's building. And so, in a sense, it's already there. In energy wise, it just hasn't formed the atoms yet into a material presence, but it will. So, bring up that experience as I walk into the bank. Everything to do with money, we want to experience it in a positive way. Not just positive, but intensely positive. You see? So that the next time, memory brought up of the last time I was in the bank when it was an intensely wonderful experience to be wealthy and walk into the bank where I keep my millions. So that's what I want to experience today. I know today is just the beginning of it, but I want to go further with it. I'm really glad I didn't stop with this and switch to creating something else as I thought might be a good idea, because as I'm moving along with this, I notice I'm changing a lot. And I like to change. I feel I have much more confidence than I had before. It's funny how, you know, thinking I have the money does that. It's quite amazing, but nevertheless, who cares? It's bringing about a positive feeling, and that's really what matters. That's really what matters at the most at this moment. Later on, it will be nice when the money comes, but let's let that happen on its own and deal with the actual experience. Because in a sense, once the money is there, what it does, it just gives us the experience of having it anyway. So in the meantime, experiencing it, even before it's here, should become a very pleasurable thing and should increase the expectancy of it. See, I want it to the point where I actually walk into that bank and fully expect it to be there. That's right. It just should be so ingrained that I just expect it. See, people who have that about certain things, be it whatever, be it relationships, be it jobs, be it money, be it luck, they just expect it, certain things to be a certain way, and it is that way. The universe lines it up because they have the confidence, the energy, the expectancy is there, and so it is. Everything is lined up for it. And so what we're doing here is lining everything up for it. And the beauty of this is, the more I do this, the more I see that this process will work with absolutely anything. Try if you wanted a blue, pink-dotted belt, you could do that. You just do it exactly the same way. You would just sit, walk, talk, and experience you already having it. Until it shows up. Or until something happens that says, that's enough, move on now. I guess that's what I'm sort of waiting for. I'm waiting for something to say, you know, you've gone far enough of this, now it's time to let it go and let the universe take care of it and move on to something else. And I haven't got that signal yet, I haven't felt that yet. So I feel there's more to expand, more to learn, more to experience. So that's it for this chapter. We'll continue on tomorrow. If, you know, I don't reach a very good level today, then I think I'm going to do it again tomorrow. Because I have the time and I will make the time for it. Because today I kind of rushed around a little bit. I did a little too much work. See, I wonder why I did that. Was I trying to avoid the very thing that I want to do the most? I mean, if it's something I want so bad, why am I so busy doing other stuff? Why do I put other stuff in a priority of this when I want this so bad? See, these are questions, in a sense, they're very easy to answer, I think. I think there's resistance and still some fear. Because yesterday I was feeling down again for a little while. You know, I was feeling, what if this doesn't work? What a waste of time, what a waste of money, what a waste of energy. You know, and every once in a while I get into that. I mean, sometimes I get it twice a day. I have to shake myself out of it. It's silly to have this, you know, constant thing nagging at me. It hasn't happened today yet, but it did happen pretty heavy yesterday. And it's a very down feeling when it does. It really sucks the joy out of it. But, you know, I try not to fight too much. I just try to change my attitude and go back to believing. You know, it's funny. And then my mind has best arguments ever. Yeah, well, you can believe all you want, but it's still not going to happen. That's a nice argument for my mind to make, isn't it? I mean, so it's one thing if it comes from another person, because you can write them off. Go, what do they know? They're not even willing to try. So, but when your own mind does it, well, then it's a little tougher, isn't it? I mean, what do? You know, you can't get rid of your own mind. But, so I have to then remind myself of things that I've created, accomplishments I do have. Of course, my mind at that point doesn't want to play along. You see, it seems to want to hide all accomplishments, so I have a hard time remembering all the good stuff. And all the good stuff that has happened now in the past that I recorded and wrote down to make sure that I don't forget. You know what? I can't remember that stuff. I know there was good stuff. I know there was lots of signals happening that were showing that something is happening, and yet I can't remember. I guess that's why sometimes it's good to write these things down and just leave it. At least you can go back later sometime down the road, you know, perhaps when this part of this project is finished. And then I'll read through it and see what all was going on. And who knows, make adjustments. Maybe it's perfect. Who knows? Anyway, I already said that's the end of this chapter, and I continue to babble on.